KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the high school football playoff picture is set now after last Friday night's last night of the regular season. Saturday, the Iowa High School Athletic Association announced the playoff pairings for the first round coming up on Wednesday night. In Class 8-man on Wednesday night, it'll be Cam at Exira EHK in a first-round matchup. Cam carries a 4-5 season record. Exira EHK ranked number one in 8-man, according to the Associated Press, is 8-0 on the season. Coon Rapids Bayard will play at Fremont Mills, a couple of 7-win teams facing off Wednesday night. 6-3 Boyer Valley will play at 7-2 Southwest Valley Wednesday night. Also, Glidden-Ralston will host Sydney, both those teams 8-1 entering that contest. And Adair Casey, 9-0 and ranked third in the state, will be at home on Wednesday as they'll face off against 5-4 Meskwaki Settlement in first-round action. In Class A play Wednesday night, Audubon will be at home as the Wheelers will play host to Riverside in a rematch of an early season game that was won by Riverside. The Bulldogs are 5-4, while the Wheelers are 7-2 on the season. And we'll have that game for you live here on KJAN Wednesday night. We'll be on the air a little early. 5:30 will be the start of Who's Gonna Win. That'll be our final program of the year, and we'll get our pregame started at 6 o'clock on Wednesday night with kickoff set for 7 o'clock. That's Audubon hosting Riverside live here on KJAN on Wednesday night. Also in Class A action Wednesday night, Guthrie Center will travel to Avoca to face AHST. The Vikings are 9-0 on the season, while Guthrie Center comes in 4-5 on the year. East Mills at 7-2 will host a 6-3 Woodward Granger squad in the first round, also in Class A. Also on Wednesday night's Class 1A action, Trainer is on the road at Van Meter. Van Meter 9-0 on the year, while Trainer 5-4. Mount Air will be at Panorama. Both those teams are 7-2 entering the playoffs, while 9-0 St. Albert will be at home against 4-5 Pella Christian. And Nottoway Valley with a 5-4 mark will battle 8-1 Ogden. That'll be on the road for Nottoway Valley. Also in 2A action Wednesday night, 3-6 Red Oak into the playoffs. They'll be on the road at 6-3 Gilbert. Nevada, 4-5 on the year, will play at 9-0 Kemper Catholic, while 8-1 West Marshall will host 4-5 Clarinda on Wednesday. Also Wednesday in Class 3A first round play, 8-1 Harlan will be at home as they'll face 3-6 Lamars. ADM with a 4-5 record will be on the road at 7-2 Carroll Wednesday night. Top-ranked and undefeated Bishop Elon Catholic will host 6-3 Creston, and 7-2 Spencer will be on the road. They'll play at Lewis Central, who's 4-5 on the season in first-round action in Class 3A. All those games kick off at 7 o'clock Wednesday night. Alex Smith threw for 225 yards and two touchdowns, and the Kansas City Chiefs held off the scrappy Cleveland Browns late in the fourth quarter to preserve a 23-17 victory Sunday to remain the NFL's only undefeated team. The Chiefs at 8-0 are off to their best start since 2003 as they built a 20-7 lead late in the first half before the Browns made it a game. Jason Campbell, starting in place of the effective Brandon Whedon, threw for 293 yards and two touchdowns for the Browns. The second scoring pass, a 17-yarder to Fozzie Whitaker out of the backfield, got Cleveland within a field goal early in the third quarter. The Chiefs kept stopping the Browns down the stretch, though, as they forced a turnover on downs with just over 2 minutes left, and Ryan Succop kicked his third field goal in the closing seconds to help seal that victory. Well, the Denver Broncos were rude hosts to their former head coach. Mike Shanahan's current team blew a 21-7 lead as the Broncos scored 38 unanswered points to beat Washington 45-21. Peyton Manning threw three of his four touchdown passes in the fourth quarter before Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie capped the scoring with a 75-yard interception return for a touchdown with 2:07 left. Manning was intercepted three times, but was 30 of 44 for 354 yards as the 7-1 Broncos stayed just a game back of first-place Kansas City in the AFC West. Robert Griffin III and Kirk Cousins were each picked off twice as the Redskins slipped to 2-5. Griffin had just 132 yards through the air and 7 yards on 5 carries before leaving the game with a left knee injury. Matthew Stafford's 1-yard lunge over a pile of linemen with 12 seconds left capped a wild fourth quarter, giving Detroit a 31-30 win over Dallas. Calvin Johnson had 14 catches for 329 yards to widely out-duel Cowboys star receiver Dez Bryant. He had only 3 catches for 72 yards and 2 touchdowns. Johnson's yardage total was the second best in NFL history. The 5-3 Lions overcame 4 turnovers and a 10-point deficit in the fourth quarter, during which they outscored Dallas 24-17. Well, Green Bay allowed an NFL record 109-yard return on the opening kickoff before they completed a 44-31 dismantling of Minnesota. Aaron Rodgers was 24 of 29 for 285 yards and 2 touchdowns as the Packers improved to 5-2. Things went downhill for the 1-6 Vikings following Cordarrelle Patterson's record kickoff return. Minnesota ran just 40 plays as Christian Ponder threw for 145 yards and Adrian Peterson ran for only 60. Elsewhere around the NFL, Colin Kaepernick threw for a touchdown and ran for 2 more to lead San Francisco to a 42-10 win over Jacksonville in London. Drew Brees threw for 322 yards and 5 touchdowns to lead New Orleans to a 35-17 win over Buffalo. Cincinnati is 6-2 after Marvin Jones caught 4 of Andy Dalton's 5 touchdown passes in the Bengals' 49-9 romp over the New York Jets. New England rallied in the second half to overcome Miami 27-17 and improved to 6-2. Josh Brown kicked 5 field goals, leading the Giants to a 15-7 win over Philadelphia. That's New York's second straight victory. Andre Ellington ran for 80 yards for a second quarter touchdown and finished with 154 yards to help Arizona beat Atlanta 27-13. And quarterback Terrell Pryor had more rushing yards than passing as Oakland held off Pittsburgh 21-18 as Pryor finished with 106 on the ground, beginning with a 93-yard touchdown run on the first play from scrimmage. Well, Oregon has climbed ahead of Florida State into second place in the latest BCS standings, with Alabama staying number one. The Ducks moved up after their impressive 42-14 rout of UCLA, which had been ranked 12th in the AP poll. The Seminoles dropped one spot despite their 49-17 laugher against North Carolina State. Number four, Ohio State, is followed by Stanford, Baylor, Miami, Clemson, Missouri, and Oklahoma. Alabama continues to lead the Associated Press college football poll after Saturday's win over Tennessee. The Crimson Tide grabbed 55 first-place votes to hold off number two, Oregon. The Ducks pulled away from UCLA on Saturday to match Alabama's 8-0 record. Oregon got 3 first-place votes. Third-ranked Florida State got the other 2. Ohio State stayed at 4th, followed by Baylor, which moved up a spot. Stanford, Miami, Auburn, Clemson, and Missouri round out this week's top 10. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, Johnny Gomes wasn't supposed to be in the Boston Red Sox starting lineup for Game 4 of the World Series, but an injury to Shane Victorino allowed Gomes to provide the biggest hit as the Bo Sox tied the Fall Classic at 2 games apiece. Gomes blasted a tie-breaking 3-run homer in the 6th inning to lead Boston to a 4-2 triumph over the Cardinals in St. Louis. He was inserted into the starting lineup once Victorino was scratched due to lower back tightness. David Ortiz provided 3 of the Red Sox hits and scored twice, including once on Stephen Drew's sacrifice fly. The Red Sox bullpen came through with 5 innings of strong relief, limiting the Cardinals to 1 run and 3 hits. Felix Dobrant worked 2 2/3 innings to get the victory in relief of Clay Buchholz, who allowed an unearned run and 3 hits over 4 frames. Koji Uehara worked a scoreless 9th and ended the game by picking off pinch runner Colton Wong at first base. Cardinals starter and losing pitcher Lance Lynn was lifted with 2 outs in the 6th, one batter before Gomes went deep off of Seth Maness. Lynn was reached for 3 runs and 3 hits. Game 5 is tonight in St. Louis as John Lester will start for the Red Sox against Adam Wainwright in a rematch of Game 1, which was won by Boston 8-1. We'll have that game live for you this evening here on KJAN. 6 o'clock is the pregame start time. Well, Jeff Gordon has snapped a 32-race winless streak using a late pass of Matt Kenseth to win the Martinsville Speedway. The four-time series champ passed Kenseth with 21 laps remaining to take the lead and pick up his eighth career victory at the half-mile oval. It's Gordon's first win at Martinsville since he swept the two races at the track in 2005. Kenseth finished second, Jimmy Johnson was fifth, and that puts the two of them in a tie atop the Chase standings with three races remaining to crown the Sprint Cup champion. Clint Bowyer finished third and was followed by Brad Keselowski. In golf, Ryan Moore birdied the first hole of a playoff with Gary Woodland to win the CIMB Classic after an overnight wait caused by thunderstorms. Moore made a 5-foot birdie putt on the par 5 18th hole after Woodland was short with his chip from just off the green. Woodland and Moore finished regulation at 14 under 274 before that match was halted by darkness. Suzanne Pedersen shot a 369 Sunday and held off a furious rally from Azahara Munoz to win her second consecutive Taiwan Sunrise LPGA Championship, as Pedersen won by 5 shots. By winning the $2 million Taiwan event, Pedersen puts herself in strong position to challenge South Korea's Inbi Park for the overall 2013 LPGA crown with 2 tournaments remaining. Kenny Perry sank an 8-foot birdie putt on the first playoff hole to beat Bernard Langer and win the AT&T Championship in San Antonio. Perry and Langer each closed with a 5-under 67 to finish at minus 13. Perry extended his lead in the Charles Schwab Cup from 494 to 612 points, entering the season-ending Schwab Cup Championship next week in San Francisco. Langer is the only other player in contention for the Cup title. And in the National Hockey League on Sunday, it was San Jose topping Ottawa 5-2. Tampa Bay needed a shootout to beat Florida 4-3. Anaheim over Columbus 4-3. Colorado edging Winnipeg 3-2. And Los Angeles had to go to a shootout to beat Edmonton by a score of 2-1. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.